We learned over the weekend that there will be new elections in Israel, and today we've learned there will also be a new party. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon announced today that he is leaving the Likud. That's the party he helped to found 30 years ago. He's forming a new movement to compete in parliamentary elections expected in early March. NPR's Linda Gradstein has been covering this story from Jerusalem. And Linda, why? Why would Sharon pull out of his own party?
Well, first of all, this is a really big deal in Israeli politics. One, Israeli commentators are calling it a political tsunami. It's really sort of reshaping the whole political scene here. No one knows exactly why he's pulled out, but he has told aides in the past that he wants to move forward with setting Israel's final borders with the Palestinians, with some sort of Israeli withdrawal from part of the West Bank. And he has told them he feels he can't do that in the existing Likud party, some of which was very sharply against the disengagement from Gaza. And any future pullout from the West Bank is likely to be even more controversial in the Likud.
We should mention that Likud was seen as a conservative party. Sharon is now being described as trying to form a more centrist party. Does this move mean that the politics of Sharon are changing or that the country is changing?
Well, I think both are changing. People who've watched Sharon for a long time, Sharon was the architect of the settlement movement, and a lot of people never believed that he would be the one to dismantle all of the Jewish settlements in Gaza. There does seem to be a sense that Sharon has moved to the center, as has the country in Israel. Polls show that a large majority of Israelis favor some sort of territorial compromise, some sort of Israeli withdrawal, and a Palestinian state. However, at the same time, they don't see the Palestinians as a serious partner for peace. So I think everything is changing right now.
Well, who's likely to follow Sharon into this new party?
Well, who we already know is Israeli Finance Minister Ehud Olmert, a couple of other cabinet ministers, the Justice Minister, the Tourism Minister, the recently retired head of the Israeli Security Service, and about another 8 or 9 Israeli Knesset members. The big question is whether sort of rising stars in Israeli politics, the Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz, will leave and go with Sharon. Sharon very much wants him to and has been pressuring him. Polls show, by the way, that if the election were held today, a new party headed by Sharon would get something like 28 seats in the 120-seat Israeli parliament. The Likud, which now has 40 seats, would get 20 seats, and Labor would also get about 20 seats.
And even as this internal change goes on in Israel, negotiations with Palestinians continue, and I understand there have been more developments regarding border crossings into Gaza. What's happening?
Yes, the European Union is going to deploy monitors at the crossing between Egypt and the Gaza Strip. That crossing, which has been closed for the past couple of months, will be open, meaning Palestinians will be able to travel between Gaza and Egypt. This was the agreement that was worked out last week when Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was here, and Special Middle East Envoy James Wolfensohn has said that opening Gaza's borders is the key to establishing viable Palestinian economy.
We've been talking to NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thanks.
Thank you.